conversation and collaboration involved, that we were like, how can we share the work in that same spirit of learning? And we were learning about our different genres and our different perspectives, and we were like, how can we do that in this fuller way? And so we dreamed up this idea of getting other artists that we're inspired by, that we want to converse with, together, and to kind of create that space. And so Definitive Figures was born.
Gotcha.
And we reached out to some artists, and Jenny really did a lot of that. So I don't know if you want to talk about
that. Yeah. Jenny and I first met, I guess it's 4 years ago now, when she was writing, she was commissioned to write a piece, like critique around a work that I was doing, my first full-length work called The Agency. And we met to talk about how the work came about and really hit it off. And I remember one of the things that we really connected on was how closely, just how closely New Orleans, like the spirits walk with us in New Orleans. And that was something that like really resonated with both of us. And just, yeah, we just enjoyed spending time together, having coffee, talking, and have had these moments when we've been able to connect and see each other's work, and then, you know, have these great like conversations, and then we wouldn't see each other for a while, and then we come together again. So that's sort of how I got involved in it. She reached out, and I was like, of course, that sounds great, let's do it.
And just to say that the four core artists are Maritza's work, Jenny and I will present a work, and then Shannon Stewart and Jarrell Hamilton. Mm-hmm.
And what is the significance for you of doing a festival that's based on like a femme fest?
Again, we had to start with what we knew, and what we knew was the piece that we were making. And this piece for us is called Jitterbug in the Aftermath. We've been doing it for 4 years in between our two cities, and really starting with the body and what our stories are within our body in a real physical, visceral way. And what came up was who we are, and we are women. We identify as women, and we're of a certain age, and
22.
Yeah. And also,
we're all 22.
We're all just 22.
We're also white. We're also heterosexual, and we're in this place of noticing what society might be saying we should look like, or values, or finding our place in the world. And our piece really speaks to that. I think it does in a very abstract, poetic way, not like hitting the nail on the head. And so, again, we had to start with something that we knew, and we knew that this was us, and this was our perspective, and it was one perspective. And we were like, how can we bring in still this idea, this feminine, this femme, this place in the world? And also, there was a mature voice that we were interested in as well, and that felt good, and it felt like we needed to hold this space for that voice. As we've been learning, we also had questions about it, and it's really has transformed because, and I don't know if you want to speak to this, but not, do we need to be identified as femme and female identified artists, and can we just be artists? And also, in our world right now, is there a lot placed on identity, and we don't want to be exclusive, and so we're learning, but we also feel like there is a needed space for these women-centered stories or femme and feminine ideas and this value that's placed on that.
I think what's been interesting about just the idea of making work that's being placed in a femme-identified festival is that as a woman of color, the way that shifts for me and how is my femininity either portrayed or attached to me, or I'm penalized for it, or I'm not feminine enough, you know, depending upon how I present myself in the world. Sometimes I have a lot of hair, sometimes I have no hair, currently I don't have a lot of hair, you know, like, and what does that mean for people? And also this idea that, as far as this happening in New Orleans, I think New Orleans is a complicated place for femininity and being a person of color, and forgive me because that's not a complete thought, but it's just sort of, I mean, I think the world is complicated, but being a woman of color in the South, and then that whole legacy of femininity, is just sort of, yeah, is what I'm playing with and thinking a lot about. And so my piece is really about the evolution of that, of how I've come to be this particular person in this particular moment living in New Orleans, Louisiana, and what that means, being a wife, being a mother, being a choreographer, being a teacher, just all of these, like, you know, that mix, that hodgepodge mix. That's
cool. Yeah, and what I love about this is I just wrote a description about Jitterbug, and we were talking about how in the studio it came from our bodies and
right.
our lives mm-hmm. and our voices, and I think in the core artist's work there is this bringing of who we are mm-hmm. in the space that we're leading, and that's another reason why we didn't want it to just be us. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm not from here, and Jenny moved here 5 years ago, and
right.
we just needed more. It wasn't worth, I wouldn't say worth it, because all art is so worth it, but it needed to encompass more voices and perspective and ways of making art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess I am curious about this tension I think you guys are both speaking of a little bit, where it's like between the individual and then whatever label or identity mm-hmm. that you're like in relationship with, or that maybe people put onto you. And I'm just curious if the art is meant to, or if there's some purpose for the art to like talk about that
right.
conflict or that tension, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. For me, I have to be honest, the way, you know, in because this is my first like large solo endeavor.
Mm.
I like to make art with other people. I like to, you know, have other bodies in the room, and this is the first time I'm like forcing myself, and it is forcing myself to be by myself, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
The only challenge to that is it's never the same twice, but that's okay. so if you come both nights, you get to see two versions.
Yes.
but it is, for me, it is a true, it isn't, if there's a conversation that arises, great, but it's more about, here are the things that I am going through. If you find, I hope you find a connection and some sort of way we can, you know, intersect in conversation around it, but it is definitely like exercising what is going on. I mean, it's been a real tumultuous 4 to 10 years for me, like just like a lot of shifting, a lot of changing.
Mm.
But it's also, I'm someone who's like, okay, great. Yeah, that's okay. That happened. Let's keep it moving. Let's go. And I'm getting to a point in my life where I'm like, no, I need to sit here for a minute with this ridiculousness and either yell about it, cry about it, whatever, just, you know, be pissed off about it, whatever. So that's sort of what this is.
Mm.
So I do think that I've created something that is, people will be able to engage in. It's not like, you know, abusing the audience or anything, but it is very much like, it's about me at this moment.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can find some common ground in that.
Yeah, and I think what, I mean, and with our piece too, and I think with all art, is it, when you come to that creative place that you're generating from such a true, authentic state or being or thought or idea, and also with movement, there becomes a universality
yeah.
for audience to tap in and see what they see
mm-hmm.
and label their own way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't think even in our piece we're asking you to understand
yeah.
this thing that we went through or for you to know these facts about us in any way,
mm-hmm.
but that there's a tension and a journey and a struggle and a empowerment and failing,
mm.
like our piece, we're failing a lot, and I'm excited about producing a festival for the first time, and it might
yes.
fail.
No, yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
that
yeah.
idea of like, I feel like I'm in a place where
yeah.
This has to be of a certain level, and I'm like, I'm just gonna be,
yeah,
and we're gonna present this, and we're gonna try to be present,
yeah,
and I think that's even what the festival is about. So,
mm.
just to say, like, it's a huge part of why we're creating it, and so the whole festival just starts with a gathering. So if anyone is interested, wants to talk to artists, just wants to see the space, like the entire festival starts on Wednesday night, February 28th, where you can just come. There'll be some beverages, there'll be some food, there might be some singing, and just to really hold that. Like, that was important to us, that that's how we start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm curious what you're talking about that just presence, because I think that is connected to being in the body, mm-hmm. you know, what you're speaking of. And so I guess just as dancers and people who express themselves through the body, can you speak to that a little bit, just for people that maybe struggle with that? Or just however you feel.
No, yeah. I was letting it sit for a second. I think the thing, so I started off as, you know, baby bunhead. Was like, yes, New York City Ballet, here I come.
Mm.
And got to New York, I was like, oh no, you broads are tiny. Oh, and white. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I will say that I was a good ballet dancer, but I got to New York and realized that I was like, oh, well, there's so many other things. I saw Bill T. Jones's work and I was like, ah, voila, yes. But then was also like simultaneously overtrained and undertrained to be able to move in that way. And so it was really like, that was the beginning. That was like the first time in my life where I was like, I've got to evolve into something else. And so this body that I have, what it does, the particular information it has is great, but it needs more. Mm. And so I think, and then there have been several times that I got really injured and had to like figure out, okay, well, what's the next step? And I think as people, but I think particularly for women, we are, it almost feels like we're not, it's not that we're not allowed to evolve, but there's like a particular time frame that society wants us to be like, we hit it in 25 and that's like the peak. Mm. And then we don't talk about the fact that, like, you know, having kids changes the body in a particular way, and that's not a bad thing. It's just new information, and you know, and oh, okay, so I get out of bed a little bit slower after, you know, or I need a little bit more, and I think that we don't celebrate those evolutions and that progression. I think we, you know, I mean, you look at like any of the, like if you go on, say, not to call out Lululemon, but we'll call it Lululemon. But if you go on that website, you're like, oh no, I'm supposed to still be a two. I'm supposed to still be able to like crush a tire. I mean, you know, like, and there are people that can do that, but you know, and I think that's awesome. I love, you know, I like to watch the CrossFit videos, but that may not be, it's fascinating, but that I could, what's it like, Lindsey Vonn and the ropes, like that is super dope. Like, yeah. But that may not be where we are, and I think that it's important to be able to have multiple conversations about the body changes, and it's all information, and how do we continue to adapt and move forward and be okay with that. And that's something that I'm definitely personally working on. I'm not great at it, working on it. So I would just say, just to answer your question, I would say just keeps moving forward, and it keeps progressing, and it's not necessarily linear, but it's, you know, it's all good information in the body.
Yeah. And just, I mean, just to talk to what you were saying about maybe those that aren't as familiar with dance or movement, I also am a teacher, and I focus on working with young people in dance, and it's like, we all have a body, and we all have something to say.
Right.
And this idea of expression in the body, I'm not sure why there is this large gap to get there for some, because I find it to be so natural, and so much about who we are in the world together. So, you know, I feel like there's this joy, and I invite the audience to that joy of letting go, maybe, and letting go of the mind, because I think that's what happens sometimes when we go and see work that doesn't have that intellectual words or context or story or understanding because of X, Y, and Z. And what we're asking you to do is find that presence in your body, and maybe you get an energy, maybe it makes you think of a memory, maybe it has an image, or you'll remember this color, and that's the exchange. And so, yeah, I think the body is such a beautiful thing, and I do think the arts right now, everyone's colliding, and I mean, visual art is using the body so much more, and theater is it dance. We talk about this in terms of our work all the time. There's a physicality that's coming into so many genres now that I don't even know if they're so boxed.
And I think it is this desire for presence.
Yes,
you know, that's very deep. and what you're speaking of too, because there's all these things set up in society for women to feel like it's not okay just to be present in their mm-hmm. body, or that yes. there's something wrong with that presence. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just curious if you could share a little about your own journey with that, like as dancers. I mean, did that always feel natural, or has there been any like?
Well, just to tag on, I just loved hearing your story, and I do think that there is a owning of what my body is now, mm-hmm. And that I feel so vibrant in my career as a performer, and yet my body does something completely different than what it used to mm-hmm. at age X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And also, on the opposite, I look a certain way. That there is an expectation
right.
to some degree that I've never been able to uphold. Like, I've never, you know, I teach young people and they ask me if I can do a split.
Yeah.
This is something I've actually never been able to do.
Every time.
Even when I was 12.
Right.
So I do think that there are, and my own journey right now is the age of my body in terms of as a female, and I'm not a mother, and I'm not currently with a partner, and what does that mean, mm-hmm. and what is my time frame on that? And so there's also a real needing to just sit with where I am and own it and be proud of it and allow it to be seen.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
I think, you yeah. know, and that's also coming with my white identity and my identity as a female, and like, how can I be transparent in all of that and allow all the flaws, or the, I wouldn't say flaws, that's yeah. the wrong word.
I know what you mean, yeah. But allow, yeah, but I mean, allow for the entire story. I mean, you know, while that baby ballerina, maybe that's not how she, you know, she didn't evolve into that dance company, that New York City Ballet thing or whatever, but she's still in there. I mean, there's, you know, I like a good costume. I like a tiara. I like, you know, I'm saying, like, So that it is still in there. It is still part of the information, and it's still part of the journey. It's still part of the vocabulary of how I use my body. It's still part of how I sense music in a particular way. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it's still part of that ballet person, that person who got up and packed that bag and repacked that dance bag and made sure the pointe shoes were just a particular way, is the same person that I am. That's still, mm-hmm. means different stuff in my bag, but it's still like, okay, I need the shake, I need the lunchbox. Like, there's still part of that. So, and then in being a parent, that discipline, I mean, it's like what I'm passing on. I'm like, is your backpack ready? Do you have your swimming clothes? Like, you know, that yeah. person is still very much in there. And I think in how I like to train, and part of why it's so difficult for me to work by myself is because I like going to class. Mm-hmm. I like being in space with other people. I like getting whatever the bar, whatever it is, I like being in class, and I miss that element of it. So there is something about that. And I think the thing about kids too, and teaching kids is, I mean, I think part of it is also, you know, the phone element, and so like that element, how do we I'm going off tangent, but it's about that, how do we relate, how do we mm-hmm. interact, how do we, you know, who are we, and how are we being presented and seen in mm-hmm. the world,
mm-hmm.
so I think that's just about the kids aspect
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and I mean just to go back to the festival, I feel like that is what the festival is mm-hmm. trying to do. It's trying to hold a space to allow all of these artists to be
mm-hmm.
and to be seen mm-hmm. and to create that conversation about this is this person and this is this person and this is their work and this is their artistry.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So tell us all the details. How do people get involved? What do they do?
The festival starts next week.
Yay.
And we have a kickoff gathering February 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Catapult. And you can find out all information on our website, which is definitivefigures.wordpress.com. You can follow us on Instagram at definitivefigures. We also have a Facebook page that you can find searching Definitive Figures. And the venues that we're using are Catapult, the Music Box Village, which Maritza will be performing at,
mm.
and the Always Lounge and Cabaret, which includes comedy Thursday night with Black Girl Giggles, and a dance party on Saturday night with DJ Amber Martin. So please come join us, and then all the performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. or 9 p.m.
Okay.
And each of the core artists perform twice. Mm-hmm. So you can look at the schedule and choose when to come. We have some nightly passes. We have individual tickets. Some events are free, some are $5. So I think you can find us in the social media internet world.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So anything else you guys want to add?
I'm just very excited. This is going to be, it's fun. I have an opportunity to see a variety of expressions in art in different fun places in New Orleans. So yeah, looking forward.
Yeah, and I just say, I said this the other day, is I'm just ready for the art to happen. There's been so much planning, so already this conversation has just fueled me in such a beautiful way, and I just cannot wait to share in all the art.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. It was really fun, and looking forward to it. So she said it's going to be definitivefigures.wordpress.com for all the information. They're kicking off this coming Wednesday on the 28th at Catapult, which is 609 St. Ferdinand Street. And you can get all of the rest of the information, the performances, and everything else on there.